This is the Grounded in Grace column, Divine Donkey Rustler. It's written by Frank Honeycutt, who was an ELCA pastor living in Walhalla, South Carolina. Gosh, Sheriff, I wouldn't lie to you. He gave us specific directions to locate a parked car that had 0 miles on the odometer. Told us the car was for the big parade coming into town. The keys were just hanging there and all, and so we just got in and drove it over, and you're the first person who's asked any questions. He said to tell you he needed the car and plans to return it very soon. We're going to bring it back, I promise. We weren't stealing this sweet ride. Gosh, is that what you were thinking? Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. A warning. If you strive to be of the same mind with Christ, consistently on the same page with the man, you're going to be an out-of-step weirdo. Following Jesus will make you relatively strange over time. A lot of conflict in church life finds its source in the 12 words of this one verse. Surely there will be plenty of time to get to know Jesus in heaven. Jarringly, he instead wants daily to access our minds and hearts right here and right now. Tinker around a bit with what was on Jesus' mind on Palm Sunday so long ago. Was I getting that hypothetical encounter with the sheriff even close? Go into the village ahead of you. There's a colt that's never been ridden. Borrow it, Jesus said. And if anyone wonders what you're doing, just tell them, I need the animal and I'll bring it back real soon. That's based on Mark 11. This explanation would never fly with most people. Let the same mind be in you in this regard. And then let me come visit you and your mind in jail. It's not a stretch to say that Jesus borrowed a lot of stuff as he moved lightly through his life. He borrowed a barn for his birth, countless meals to fuel his ministry movement, lodging because he had nowhere to lay his head, even his place of burial. His entire life was on loan from God, who would powerfully give it back to him after sacrificial use. We call this Easter. Jesus was right when he said he needed a certain ride for the parade because he sure didn't own any livestock. The man was arguably a walking recession. He held on to things loosely. He shared. He borrowed things he needed. Ownership was assigned ultimately to God, the divine giver of all that I mistakenly call mine, my house, my retirement portfolio, my stuff, my money. I use the word my so regularly that I forget that it's a pretty rare word in the New Testament. 4 little words in this old Palm Sunday story jump out. The Lord needs it. I'm struck by the notion that Jesus needed anything at all. The one who healed, walked on water, raised children from the dead, and multiplied loaves and fish. He apparently needed things. Go borrow it, he said. We'll return it shortly. There's no better time than Holy Week and Easter to think hard about these words. The Lord needs you. Your particular gifts and talents, your offerings of money and treasure, your very mind and molded and formed in this strange yet life-giving likeness of Jesus, blended with other voices in church who shout expectantly, Blessed is the coming kingdom. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Let me quickly say that I often fail miserably at this. And thank God for communion, a supper for the forgiveness of sins and my glaring shortcomings, but also a meal revealing the heart and mind of Christ. It's the sacrificial life, borrowed, freely offered to others, sheer gift and never ours to hoard. That's the life Christ laid down in confidence that God would give it back. Such a life is on loan for creative use. God will return it shortly. We call it Easter.